You are now listening to the Scrolls Podcast. Podcast. Podcast.
Podcast. Damn, that hurt! I'm flowing straight from the Survival Scroll. Cut that dude!
Man, I'm damn near almost reckoning to getting 1,000 plays, man. I'm at like 930 almost right now. And first off, I want to thank y'all again. I can't thank y'all enough because showing that gratitude is, that's what it's all about with me. But it don't seem like it's been that long to just be getting started, you know, with doing a podcast. It's like it's been a nice turnout. It's been a real nice turnout. But anyway, today, I was sitting around this morning and I was just thinking, just my brain just running like it always do. And I wanted to talk about having a good heart versus being a fool. And this is a big one because this is a lesson a lot of people need to learn. You know, because you, at the end of the day, it's your responsibility what you allow in your life. It's your responsibility, the people you have around you, and a lot of shit is preventable. Like when it comes to dealing with people and being a fool, a lot of shit is preventable. We just overlook so much shit. We just take on so much shit that we don't look at it. We don't step back and look at it like, okay, well, this person ain't really for me. This person is genuine and I should really have them around more and interact with them more. We don't do that enough. We don't do that enough. So a lot of times we learn this lesson dealing with family or people we look at as family, because by nature, you don't really look at them to be getting over on you or to be cheating you out of something, to be stealing from you. And just because you don't look at them like that doesn't mean that they're not looking at you like that. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, you have to, and there, especially nowadays, that the how things were back in the day, to where family, there was a certain honor between, you know, you and your family, and people you looked at as family. That shit really ain't there no more. It's more of a, it's a dog eat dog world now, and it's not just people in the streets, like people you associate with every day that you might not even view like that. That's how they living. That's literally how they living. They living wrong. It's dog eat dog. You know, one of the main factors with this, with that whole situation, is money. If you broke, you struggling, people don't ask you for shit. Nobody asks you for nothing because they know you don't have it. So you don't ever hear about their problems when they know you're broke as well. What happens is, if you was to hit big right now, you was to hit the Mega Millions right now, you'd be hearing. And I think I might have mentioned that before. You just magically out the blue start hearing about other people's problems. You start hearing about other shit people got going on, because now they're looking at you like the fool, or they're looking at you like, this person has a good heart. They might just genuinely want to help me. And the line can get kind of blurry there, because it's like, how do you tell when someone is genuinely fucked up and you can help them, versus they're pushing their misfortune or their situation on you? It's a very thin line there, but money will bring that. Money will expose that. Money will speed that whole process up. Because a lot of the problems people have nowadays is financial, and that goes for a lot of us. So if you are in a position to help somebody without putting yourself under, you know, that's all cool. But you're a fool when you look out for people and put yourself in their shoes. You put yourself in their situation. That's not having a good heart. That's being a damn fool. When you have a good heart, you run into way more users, in my opinion, because people know when they see a giver. They know when they see a giver, but it's on you. You have to set boundaries with how you give these days, because if you don't, this world and these people will run you into the ground and not give a fuck about it. So it's not on them. People have to stop putting faith in others to stop using them. Like, Some people are users, they're opportunists. This is who they are. It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with you. Anybody around them that has it, they're going to be looking to them. You know, whether it be to take care of them, whether it be to just downright take advantage of them. Some people are users. And once you identify users, you got to get them away from you or learn how to deal with them. Like a certain shit I don't do. I don't loan money to people that I know don't have any kind of hustle or they're not good for anything. Like if you can't barter with me or nothing like that, I have nothing for you because what's going to happen is it's going to turn into a me taking care of you situation and me always doing something for you and me just always having a good heart with you. And then it's like, all right, well, it's this world is give and take. As much as people like to act like, yeah, well, you just give and you're not worry about it. And it's like, that's not how shit really works. Like, I like having people around me that are resourceful. I like having people around me that know how to do shit because I know how to do shit. I don't want people that's good for nothing around me. Like, my heart ain't that damn good now. My heart's not that good to just have useless, worthless ass people around me. And that's something that a lot of people always overlook is a lot of y'all got worthless people around you. You know, it ain't even about using. Well, I mean, essentially, we are using each other. Like my friends, my friend might use me for some tools I have. I might use him for his knowledge of something that I might not know about. So you just the word use isn't the problem. It's when people misuse. I guess we'll put it like that. When people misuse you is where the issue comes in. Having a good heart rarely pays off with other people. You know, it's more for your own karma and really just a measure of your integrity because the ratio of people that reciprocate what you give is low, man. Like for every 10 people you do a favor for, 3 of them might get you back without it being brought up. And that's a problem. Because me, I tend to overcompensate when it comes to, like, if somebody does something small for me, I try to do something big for them. And that's what having a good heart is to me. It's just like you appreciate when people do stuff for you that they didn't have to. An example would be if I have a friend that sells socks. They sell customized socks or they sell customized t-shirts, something like that. If what they do for me, I don't really even measure it money wise. Like if this person shares my podcast or shares my wife and I YouTube, if they share anything, which is free, that's something that I take personal. That's something that I appreciate. I show my appreciation by supporting whatever they have going on. So I'm going to buy 5 pair of socks. I'm going to buy a few t-shirts, you know, because it's not about, well, you didn't put money into me, so I'm not putting money into you. It's if we fuck with each other. And that all boils down to having a good heart. Like, I support people because I want to see people do good. I want to see people thrive at whatever they have going on because I have a good heart. I don't care if they get bigger than me. One of my friends starts a podcast and they blow up overnight, I'm not going to not share it because they took off. Like, no, like, keep it going. That's what having a good heart is being. That's what it's about. And, you know, we're at a time now to where a lot of people are growing apart because we're starting to see where others' hearts are at. And that's one that's big to me because personally, that's how I judge a person's character. And I don't look at what you have. I look at your intentions and how pure your heart is. It's like you could wear off-brand clothes. You could drive the raggediest car. Like none of that measures up to me if a person's heart is where it's supposed to be. Because that is, the older you get, the more mature you get, the more you learn about life, you start to see that that's what it's really about. You know, that's what it's priceless, but it has the highest value, you know, when you're surrounded by the right people. A fool will allow people to take advantage of them because of who that person is to you. But some people look at that as being loyal and having a good heart. My take on that is you haven't lived enough if you don't know the difference between the two, because there is a difference. There's a difference between being loyal and being stupid. There's a difference between having a good heart and being a damn fool. I have an extremely good heart, but I've developed a filter to keep bullshit ass people from around me, because the world can make you cold only if you don't know your limits. If you know your limits to where you be like, hold on, this is where the line gets drawn, nigga. You want some bullshit, I don't get down like that. When you know how to draw that line, that's having a good heart too, because you got to have a good heart for yourself, not just looking out for other people, but looking out for you. So when you don't set those limits, it's just like free range for people to fuck over you. That's not having a good heart, that's being a fool. You allow people, and I know I've said this before, one thing my parents told me young, and they always said it, was don't allow anyone to run over you, including us. And that is a gem, man. That's really a gem that stuck with me, because it was the including us part. Because obviously, you know, it's common sense you don't let anybody out in the streets run over you. But when they said including us, that means there's no parameter for disrespect. There's no parameter for misuse. You just don't accept it, period. A fool doesn't recognize when others see them as a lick or a come up. You know, one thing I learned over the last couple of years specifically is to be selective about what I let people see, material wise at least, because that opens the door for handouts. Like when people don't, that's where the phrase, the quiet money is better. Who said that? I think it's DJ Quick. But yeah, man, the thing is, when people know you have something, when they know that you, when you're the go and get it type, when they know that you're not just gonna sit around and be sitting on your hands, they subconsciously look at it like, all right, well, I know this individual always keeps something. It don't even have to be just money. It could be if you always the person with the weed. People that smoke and might not have the money to buy their own bag, yeah, they're gonna hit you up. You always a person that keep a bottle on deck. Motherfuckers that drink, they're gonna find their way to your crib every time. So that is, I had to be careful. I had to learn to be careful about what I show people, because, you know, it becomes my fault when someone tries to misuse me. That's how I look at it, at least, because every time it happened to me, I felt like the fool, because I knew where they got the idea to attempt to misuse me from. It was me. You know, it's ironic to say, but having a good heart can damn near ruin your heart. Some people literally have heart attacks because they take on so much stress from dealing with people they love, doing shit for people they love day in and day out. And we know stress kills. You know, an example of that is parents and children who just turned out to be bad. Like, if you do your responsibility with raising your kids, and they just, when it's time for them, you know, when they get out in the real world and they choose their friends and they choose their surroundings and they just get on a path of fucking up, like, in my opinion, that's when you have to let them go. Some parents don't do that, especially with boys. Like if a boy hits 18, 19, 20, 21, and he wants to go out there and just wild out, let him wild out and have that conversation with him. Like, you know, I've done all I can for you. I'll always love you. But at this point, you're making life choices that I'm not condoning, regardless if you're my child or not. You know, and a lot of parents, they don't do that. They have this unconditional love, really foolish love, that okay, now your kid's back and he's in and out of jail, you putting cars up for him, you putting houses up for him, you putting all your assets up for him to get your child out, that's gonna turn around and start fucking up again. That's being a fool. That's not having a good heart. That's not just being a loving person. You're literally being a fool. Because what happens from that is, not only do you put yourself in a financial situation where you're probably not going to be able to dig out that hole, but you're taking on so much stress that's going to wipe you out. It's literally going to wipe you out. And I think that might be the best example of being, of having a good heart versus being a fool. Your children. Because your children get to a certain age to where they know right from wrong. They all know right from wrong. They just might not give a fuck about it, is the difference. Now, if they don't give a fuck, then that's where you have to separate it. Like, all right, well, I've done this for you. I've been here this whole time. And it turned you turned out to be this kind of individual. And that was another thing my mom would always tell me growing up. She would always say, you know, especially like around my high school years, she'd always say, no kids, no jail. You end up in, you laying yourself in jail, do not call me, because I've gave you all the tools to make the right decisions when you're out here. Now, granted, nowadays, police act a damn fool, so people get set up, you know, there are separate situations. But if it's something you did personally that you were cognizant of that you shouldn't have been doing and you end up getting caught, do not call me. And all that, I know, once again, that's all stuff that stuck with me, because all of that went into the type of heart I have, how I look at other people, the type of shit I accept, the type of stuff I put up with, type of stuff I don't put up with. So, you know, on an end note, I want to say this. Know when you're just being a good person, it's your good heart kicking in, and know when you're being a fool, because guarding your sanity is a life tool that will keep you on a path of progression and just healthier mentally. Just overall, you'll just be at a better spot, you know, always, because when you know how to separate when you're looking out for somebody or letting them misuse you, then your gauge at everything becomes better, because everything we do nowadays is all about people interaction. You know, it's so you have to, if you don't already, you have to have a better gauge and a better sense of that. So, yeah, man, like I said, we almost at 1,000. I reckon we'll get there in no time as long as y'all keep rocking out with me. It's been another episode of the Scrolls Podcast, and I'll catch y'all next time. Peace.